Today's daf is Menachos, daf Chav Zayin. We are holding on daf Chav Vav and Beis. We're toward the bottom of the page, right before the two dots. We stopped at it's actually a good spot, even though it's a couple of lines before the two dots, because we're going to have three questions that are all perhaps related to each other, leading up to the Mishnah on daf Chav Zayin and Menachos. Starting with today's daf, we're going to get into a series of sugyos that have nothing to do with Menachos, that aren't really kachim related. We're going to get into more Arachayim topics. We're going to get into Lulav today, then we're going to get into mezuzah and stam and tefillin and tzitzis, etc. So anyway, so let's get started. We are holding Amar Rabasi. So about seven lines from the bottom of the page. Amar Rabasi, ki pasha Rav Elazar ben Menachos, and Rav Elazar used to be learning Menachos. By Yehachi, he asked the following question: Komet shesidro v'sidro alav es ha-ma'aracha mahu? If a person, instead of putting the komets on top of the ma'aracha of Eitzim, on top of the wood, he put the komets first, and then he put the wood on top of the komets, so what's the din? Derech haktara b'kach, or ain't derech haktara b'kach? Is that a normal way to be makter the komets, or is that not a normal way to be makter the komets, and therefore not kosher? So says Gemara, teku, we don't know. Ba'yichizkiyah, next shayla. Evarin shesidron v'sidr aleinas ha-maracha mahu. What about the limbs of the karban that you arrange and you put the maracha on top of them, again, instead of putting the evarim on top of the maracha? What's the din? So now you would expect the Gemara to say, derech haktar b'kach? No, but all of a sudden it has a different stadim. Al ha'etzim amar rachmana, dafka al ha'etzim. Should we say, based on the pasuk, it says al ha'etzim, that you dafka have to put it on top of the etzim? Al dilma kivin dechsev krachrina asher tochel eishas ha'ola al ha'mezbeach ibai hachi avid ibai hachi avid. Or maybe since you have another pasuk that says that the eishas ha'ola al ha'mezbeach, so maybe you could do one way or the other. You have the option of doing it on top of the etzim or just directly on the mezbeach and have the etzim on top of it. So teiku, the Gemara leaves that unresolved as well. Third question, by Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Evarim Shesidron B'tzidei Ha-Ma'aracha Mahu. What if you don't put the Evarim not on the Eitzim nor under the Eitzim, you put it next to the wood? So Alibet Deban Yamar Al Mamish Lo Tibayilch. If you hold that Al Ha-Eitzim means it has to dafka be on top, then it's not really a Shaila. The Al Ha-Eitzim, because if it says Al Ha-Eitzim, so obviously you can't put it next to Ki Tibayilch Alibet Deban Yamar Al B'samuch. The whole Shaila is if you hold that Al means B'samuch. My, what's the din? Nami al besamuch al dilma al etzim domidal mizbeach mahasam al mamish avachinami al mamish. Or do we say over here also al could be besamuch, or do we say no, that it's the al etzim is similar to al mizbeach, that it has to be literally al? So teiku, the Gemara leaves that question unresolved as well. So the comparison between the first two questions of the Gemara caused some of the achronim a little bit of questioning. They didn't understand, why is it that when it comes to komets, that you're mesader under the maracha, you put the maracha on top of the komets, the whole issue is derech haktar bekach or ein derech haktar bekach? Yet when it comes to the evarim, the question is how to read the pasuk. Is it ala etzim? Does ala etzim mean literal? Does ala etzim not mean literally ala etzim? So the Biur Hadaf points out that based on a comment of the Mitzvah Eisan, it seems that we can answer this question fairly easily. The Mitzvah Eisan writes that this halacha of haktara al gabe etzim is only said by zvachim, it's not said by menachos. It's only said by animal karbanos, not by karbanos mincha. So it could be, therefore, that the Sidur HaKometz, the Gemara can't darshan from the pasuk, because the kmitza is obviously about a karmincha. The whole pasuk of ala etzim is only said in regards to a zevach, not in regard to a mincha. So the Gemara's suffik is by the Sidur Evarim is an imtim tzilomer kind of suffik. Meaning, even though the Gemara only makes questions 2 and 3 dependent on each other, in reality it could be questions 1 and 2 are dependent on each other as well. The Gemara's first question is, Komets, is it Derech HaKtar B'Kach or not Derech HaKtar B'Kach? Second question is, even if it is Derech HaKtar B'Kach, and therefore shouldn't be pasled on those grounds, maybe by Evarim, where there's an additional pasuk of Al, the Al should be taken literally, and you could pasle it on those grounds. But if you hold Ein Derech HaKtar B'Kach, you have nowhere to begin with the question of the Evarim. Ein Derech HaKtar B'Kach would mean that even if the pasuk technically would allow for it, but it's not the Derech HaKtar, and it therefore wouldn't be allowed anyway. The Rambam quotes all three of these Sveikos, and by all of them, he says the issue is derech haktar b'kach or ein derech haktar b'kach. That's the Rambam Pesulim Mekdashim Perek Beis Halach Chavav. So Halach Mishnah wonders that in the Gemara it doesn't say that way. In the Gemara, by the Sidur HaKomet, it says it's an issue of derech haktar b'kach. But by the other Sveikos, it's about the how to read Al Ha'etzim, whether Al Ha'etzim is dafka or lav dafka. So very difficult that the Rambam quotes all three Sveikos and he makes it all about derech haktar b'kach. Karen Ora writes that you could say that the Rambam understands that the tzad to say that those psukim or dafka is only if you're assuming ein derech haktar b'kach, meaning that at all how you're going to darshan the psukim will relate to the svara of what you think is the derech haktara or not the derech haktara, working a little bit backwards. That's how the Karen Ora understands the Rambam must mean. So anyway, so the Gemara left it as a teku. Minchas Chinuch quotes in Mitzvah Kuf Lamed Beis Ozvav b'shem Rabbi Yaakov Vilad the Av Bezin of Bitosh, where he says as follows, where this rabbi asked the Minchas Chinuch, why doesn't the Gemara prove that you're supposed to be makdir on the Eitzim Dafka from Akedas Yitzchak? Because it says by Akedas Yitzchak, Vayivin Shom Avram Asa Mizbech, Vayaruch Asa Eitzim, Vayekadis Yitzchak Benova, Yosem Alam Mizbech, Mima'al La Eitzim. That's not just Al, that's Mima'al. Mima'al is obviously on top of the Eitzim. So you might say, well, what do you mean? You're going to learn halacha from Akedas Yitzchak? The answer is, yes, we do find certain halachas that we learn from Akedas Yitzchak. The Gemara in Zvachim Daf Tzadi Zayin tells us that you have to shecht with a dover atolush, that the knife you use, the machalus that you use, has to be detached from the ground. Based on, we learn that from Akedas Yitzchak. Akedas Yad V'Regel, the Gemara in Tamid Af Lamed Aleph, learns from Akedas Yitzchak. So if in fact we learn several halachos from Akedas Yitzchak, why not learn this halacha from Akedas Yitzchak? So the Minchas Chinuch starts off by saying, well, first of all, according to the Rambam in Ma'aser Korbanos Perek Dalet Halacha Zayin, that the din of Kli for Shechitas Kachim is not Ma'akev, meaning the din that you need to use a Talush Kli to shecht an animal, that's not Ma'akev, according to the Rambam, it's just a din l'chadchila. So then this kasha is not a kasha, because then what you see is that yes, you learn dinim from Akedas Yitzchak, but only dinim l'chadchila. We want to know, b'di'eved, is this going to be Ma'akev? So that you can't learn from Akedas Yitzchak. B'di'eved, if you put them in the wrong place, not on the Eitzim, but under the Eitzim, is a Ma'akev. That cannot be learned from Akedas Yitzchak. So according to the Rambam, it's a non-starter. According to the Rambam, there's no way we can learn this from Akedas Yitzchak. Akedas Yitzchak only teaches us dinim l'chadchila. But even if you say not like the Rambam, even if you say that the limudim from Akedas Yitzchak are ma'akev, Minchas Chinuch says, why does the Gemara in Zvachim need a limud that you're allowed to shecht kachim al gabei amizbech? Why doesn't it learn it from the fact that Avram wanted to shecht Yitzchak, that he was going to shecht Yitzchak al gabei amizbech? Remember, we had a discussion about shechting kachim. We said it wasn't nice to have all that blood on with the shechita on the mizbech, but the Gemara had a limud that technically it's allowed. Why can't we just learn it from Akedas Yitzchak? So it must be that since the Torah says that you're supposed to shecht al yerech amizbech, the shechita's Yitzchak al gabei amizbech was a hora asha'a, and therefore the fact that they were Avram Avinu was okayed, bound him down to shecht him on top of the Eitzim and not near the Eitzim, that might have also been a hara asha'a. But by the Hakravi, you could say that even if it wasn't on the Eitzim mamish, but samach le'Eitzim, maybe Akhtar is k'shera when it's samach le'Eitzim. It could be that those elements of Akedas Yitzchak were hara asha'a. We have no way of knowing whether it was hara asha'a or not, and therefore you cannot derive directly from Akedas Yitzchak. Okay, nu mishnah chav zayin amal alf. Hakometz miyuto ma'akev esrubo. By the kometz, the minority of the kometz is ma'akev. The majority of the comments. Rashi says this is just a fancy way of saying im chisar kolshu pasul. If you're missing any bit of the comments, it is pasul. Isarum yuto ma'akev esrubo. The isarum of flour that you originally put in to the karban mincha. So the miyut is ma'akev the rov. Also, if it's missing some of the isarum, it's pasul. Hayayin miyuto ma'akev esrubo. Whenever you need yayin, the shlishis ahin of the aisle, the revius ahin of a keves, that you need a chatzi ahin for a par, the various nesachim of yayin that you need for different karbanos. If you're missing a little bit of the volume of yayin, miyuto ma'akev esrubo, it's going to be pasul. Hashemen said, when it comes to the requirements of oil that you need for Minchas Nesachim, the Shirhin or the Lug of Minchas Nedava, whatever, whenever you need Shemen for Nesachim of a Karban. So the halacha is, the Miyut is Ma'akev Esrubo. Those Shiurim are Dafka. You need Dafka those amounts. So right there, it's a little bit strange the way the Mishnah words itself. If we were writing the Mishnah, we probably would have written Hakomet, Ha'isaron, Hayayin, Vashemen, Miyut and Ma'akev Nesruban. Why does it split it up into different phrases? So the Tiferes Yisrael and the Mishnayis says it splits it up in different phrases because we're going to see in the Gemara they're each derived from different psukim. So since they're derived from different psukim, they're actually separate dinim, even though they all play out the same way. The Tiferes Yisrael also wonders, why does it have the Kometz first before the Isaron? In the Seder Advarim of how you do a Karban Mincha, so one thing we know is that the Isaron happens first. You take the Kometz from the Isaron. You have the flour and the oil in the Kli first. The Isaron of flour is there first. Then you take the Kemitza from that. So why are we talking about the Kometz before we talk about the Isaron? So the Tiferes Yisrael says, because up until now we've been learning Hilchos Kemitza, that the Mishnayis leading up to this have been about Hilchos Kemitza. So to connect it to the previous Mishnayis, the segue has been, is going to work through Kometz, even though in terms of chronology of how you do it, when you bring the Karban, the Kometz does not come first. The Avas Eisan in his Perush to the Mishnah says a different reason, that the Tana wants to be masmich, wants to juxtapose the din of the Isaron to the din of Yayin Veshemen, because the Kometz is not noheg by a Minchas Nesachim, because a Minchas Nesachim you bring all of it on the Mizbeach, not just the Kemitza, you burn all of it on the Mizbeach. So as opposed to the Isaron and the Yayin and the Shemen, those are noheg by Minchas Nesachim as well. So that's why, I mean, there is no Kometz by Minchas Nesachim. So we want to put together those parts of a Karban Mincha, or those ingredients that have something in common with each other. The Kometz has something that it doesn't have in common with the rest, and that's why we want to juxtapose the rest. Let's finish up the Mishnah. Hasolas v'Hashemen ma'akvin zezeh. The solas and the shemen are ma'akiv each other in a Karban Mincha. The flour and the oil are ma'akiv each other. Hakometz v'alavon are ma'akvin zezeh. The kemitz and the levon are ma'akiv each other. You're not yotze anything unless you have both. So my time, what's the reason that the Kometz is ma'akev? Why is it that if you're missing even a little miyuto ma'akev esruba, that even if you're missing a little bit of the Kometz, that it's no good? Amakra, melo kumtso, trey zimni. Pasuk says melo kumtso twice. Why do I need to say it twice? Because we're in the world of Kachim, and you always need Shana Lavakasav La'akev. You always need the Torah to say something twice in order to learn that it's actually a din that's ma'akev. So since it says it twice, good, so we see it's ma'akev. Isaron miyuto ma'akev esrubo my taima. How do I know that Isaron miyuto ma'akev esrubo? Amakra misilta shem chasra kalshu psula. A special drasha misilta. So we learn from there that if it's missing anything, that it's going to be puzzle. Fine. So hainu hayayin miyuto ma'akev esrubo kacha. From the word kacha that it says by Nesachim, kacha yasal shar ha'echad, so we learn that it has to be just so. Hashemin miyuto ma'akev esrubo. How do I know about shemin that miyin ma'akev esrubo? The minchas Nesachim. So if we're talking about shemin of minchas Nesachim, kacha, the word kacha covers it. Minchas Nedava, if we're talking about Minchas Nedava, Amar Kro Umi Shamna, Shem Chisar Kol Shu Psula, that if you're missing anything, it's going to be puzzle. Hashem and Vasolas Ma'akvin Zeh Ezeh, how do I know Hashem and Vasolas Ma'akvin each other? Mi Silta Umi Shamna, Mi Girsa Umi Shamna, that the repeat Mi Girsa is also flour. So the fact that it says it twice, so that tells me that it's Ma'akiv, that the flour and the oil are Ma'akiv each other. Hakometz Alvonu Ma'akvin Zeh Ezeh, Al Kol Levonosa, is one pasuk, that's kala levona asher ala mincha. So you see that the levona and the mincha are ma'akiv each other. Fine. Next Mishnah. Shnei sirei yom ha-kippurim ma'akvin zazeh. The two seirim of yom ha-kippurim, the seir la-Hashem and seir la-Azazel, are ma'akiv each other. Shnei kivsei atzeres ma'akvin zazeh. The two kivsei atzeres, the two sheep we bring on Shavuos that come along with the shtei alechem, they too are ma'akiv each other. So the Brisker Rav says, now pasha psha, what does it mean they're ma'akiv each other? It doesn't mean that they're literally ma'akiv each other in the sense that if you only have one of them, you can't bring it because without the other one. He says, because why would that be the case? Meaning, we don't say that by other Kabbalos, let's say by the Musafim of Shabbos and Yantif. So even though you're not Yotzi Yuchiv until you're Makrav both Musafim, them. Still, if you only have one of them, you're makrav that karban. So pashtus is the kifsei atzeres would be the same thing. It's just that you're not yotze your chovas hayom unless you bring both. But you're still supposed to bring whatever you got. It's not that you can't bring one without the other. It's just that you haven't fulfilled your chovas hayom unless you bring both. That's what the Brisker Rav says. Pashut pshat is. However, he says, if you look at the Rambam in Tmidim Musaf in Parakhas Alacha Yudalid, it sounds very much not that way. The Rambam sounds very much that the Shnei Kifsei Atzeres are a zug, they're a pair, one with the other, and you can't bring one without the other, that they are completely connected to each other. Brisker Rav says, why are they a pair? What makes them a pair? Maybe the Rambam understands the requirement to wave them together. Now, even though the Tanufa is not Ma'akev, but nevertheless, the requirement that you have to wave them together, maybe that gives them the status of a zug, and once they have the status of a zug, once they have the status of a pair, so therefore you can't even shecht one without the other. In fact, the Keren Aruch and the Sfasemes hold the same way. They also hold like this chiddush of the Brisker Rav, because they ask on that which we had earlier on Daf Tzayin, where we said that shachar echon min akvasim lechol mimenu lemachar. Hu pigul v'chaveru kasher. The Mishnah said, if you shecht one of the kifsei atzeres, having in mind to eat it the next day, so that one that you shechted is pigul, the other one is kasher. So they ask, why is it pigul? I ein mefaglin b'chatzi matir, and one kevis is only chatzi matir. Why is it chatzi matir? Because they're ma'akiv each other. So it seems that if the second one's blood spills out, the first one is aser b'achila. It's mamish chatzi matir, and mamish ma'akiv each other. So if you're going to say that ma'akiv each other just means that you're not fully mekayim the mitzvahs hayom unless you bring both, but each one can be brought in their own right. So then the question is not really such a good question. Why would you consider a machshava on kesev echa to be less than a matir shalem? It should be a machshava of a matir shalem. It must be that they also understand that it's mamish ma'akiv each other, meaning ma'akiv each other in every sense, that you can't even bring one without the other, and that's why it's considered a chatzi matir. But anyway, okay, so the Shneikiv said, Atzeres are also makiv each other, whatever it means. Let's assume, like the Rambam for now, that it means they're literally makiv each other. Beis chalos makiv zuzu, the two chalos that go along with the two kifsei atzeres are makiv each other. Shnei sedar makiv zezeh, the two rows of lechem apanim are makiv each other. Shnei bezichin makiv zezeh, the two bezichin levona are makiv each other by the lechem apanim. Hasedar bezichin makiv zezeh, the bread and the bezichin, the spoons of levona, are makiv each other by the lechem apanim. Beis minim shebenazir, the two types of loaves of wafers that you have by the Nazir, the Chalos and the Rekikin, that are prescribed in Parshas Naso, are makiv each other. Gimel Shevepara, the three parts of the Parah Aduma, the Eitz Erez, the Ezov, and the Shnita La'as, are makiv each other. V'dalet Shebetoda, the four different types of loaves of bread by Karban Toda, are makiv each other. V'dalet Shebelulav, the four minim in the Lulav, are all makiv each other. V'arba Shebemetzorah, the four parts of the Metzorah. By Metzorah, you have the also an Eitz Erez, Ezov, Shnita La'as, and you also have Tzipor, a different type of a spice. Ma'akvin ze'ezeh. Shiva azol shebepara ma'akvo zu'azu. The seven sprinklings of the para aduma are ma'akiv each other. Zayin azol shal ben abadim shal aparoch shal mizbech azov ma'akvo zu'azu. And the seven azaos that you do on Yom HaKippurim are ma'akiv each other also. All of these things, this whole list in the Mishnah, are things that are ma'akiv each other. Fine. So says the Gemara. How do I know? So the Gemara is just going to try to find the sources for each of them. So it's going to be a lot of drushes from Sukkim, a lot of quoting from Sukkim, and then a brief discussion about Lulav, except we have a lot to say about Lulav, so we'll see how brief we can keep it. There's two Sire Yom HaKippurim are ma'akiv each other, chuka, based on the word chuka. Shnei Kivsei Atzeres ma'akvin zezeh, havaya. So the Lashon of havaya. Shtei chalos, how do I know they're ma'akiv? Havaya. Shnei sedarin, chuka. Shnei bezichin, chuka. Hasedarin v'abezichin, chuka. Shnei minim shebenazir, d'chsiv, kein ya'aseh. The two minim shebenazir that they're makiv each other from the pasuk kein ya'aseh. Gimel shebepara, chuka. Arba shebetoda, d'iskish l'nazir. How do I know the four loaves of bread of the toda are makiv each other? Because we make a hekesh between the toda and nazir. D'chsiv al zevach todas shlamav. The Toda of his Shlamim. So you see that the Shalmi Nazir are related to the Toda. Vamamar Shlamav L'Rabel Shalmi Nazir. The Shlamav means to include Shalmi Nazir. Varbasha Mitzara, how do I know the four elements, the four ingredients of what you use to sprinkle on the mitzvah, the ezov and the shnitalas and the tzipor and all that stuff, that it's mark of each other. Tichsiv zos tiyeh toras ha-mitzvah. V'dalet shebelulav. Now here's where it gets fun. Before the meaning of the lulav, how do I know that they're ma'ak of each other? Because ulakachtem lekichatama. It says ulakachtem, and from there we learn that you need a lekichatama. So first of all, the achronim asked the question: this klal that you need a drasha or shana lavakas of la'akev is a klal by kodshim. We don't find it anywhere else. By other mitzvahs of Torah, there is no such thing as shana lavakas of la'akev. So why do I need a drasha of lekachtem to tell me that the dalaminim shabalulav are ma'akev each other? It's if you were to just look at the Mishnah, which one of these doesn't belong? You have a whole bunch of kachim halachas, and you have one orachayim halacha. What in the world is lulav doing here? What do you need a drasha to teach me the dalaminim? You know how I know they're ma'akev each other? Because the Torah tells me you need to take all four of them. And if the Torah tells me you need to take all four of them, that's all you need. What do you need a drasha lekicha tama? By kachim you need special fancy drushes. So the Keren Ora writes that the truth is, it is pashut, that you're not yotze yuchiyuv by taking one of the dalin minim that the Torah says, that you're not yotze any sort of mitzvah if I just pick up hadasim, let's say. That you don't need a drasha in the Gemara for. The drasha in the Gemara is teaching us that you have to take all of them together. That you would not have known without lekicha tama. Meaning, had I only picked up hadasim alone, of course there's no kiyum. But I wouldn't need a drasha. By the others, I need a drasha to tell me that there's no kiyum in doing one of the sprinklings without the other sprinkling, in taking one of the kif sateras without the other, the way the Rambam understands it. So there, you need a drasha. But over here, I don't need a drasha for that. I just need a drasha to tell me that I'm supposed to take them all together. Furthermore, the Keren Ora says that had it not been for this drasha, we would have said that even though you're not mekayim, you're chiyuv of lulav benetilas min echad, but nevertheless, if you take min echad, there's some sort of partial kiyum mitzvah. Maybe this drasha is telling me that there's no even partial kiyum mitzvah. Meaning, maybe the fact that it's ma'akiv in the sense that I haven't done my mitzvah at all of dal minim. Maybe that in ochinami I would have known without the drasha. Drasha is telling me not only have I not fulfilled dal minim, I haven't even fulfilled a partial kiyum of anything. I've really done nothing if I only took one of the meaning of the lulav. Okay, but lulav does seem to be a little bit out of place. Tosov here, very important Tosos, writes l'kachtam l'kichatam yesh mefarshim d'biyom beis sagi b'chad midalin minim. Unbelievable chiddush. Tosos quotes that there are some mefarshim that hold that on the second day of Yantif and on second through seventh day of Yantif, you could take any one of the dalin minim. You don't really need to take all four of the dalin minim. Umavarech al n'til s'lulav k'mo esrog d'shari chaser v'lo b'inon tamos al b'yom rishon. And where do they get this idea? There's another din of lekicha tama that the Gemara Masechta Sukkah says. Gemara Masechta Sukkah says one of the Amoraim, when he would take his esrog on the second day of Yantif, he would take the esrog, take a bite out of it, and then make a bracha on it and be yotze the mitzvah of esrog. So it's gross to bite out of it. But beside for that factor, isn't it chaser? It's a psul of chaser. So Gemara says, chaser we only know from lekicha tama. It's only a drush of lekicha tama, and lekicha tama doesn't apply after the first day. Only the first day is an issue of lekicha tama. So say the Balei Tosfos. If lekicha tama also is the pasuk that teaches me, the drush that teaches me that you need to take all four of them, and you're going to tell me lekicha tama doesn't apply after the first day, so maybe you don't need to take all dalin minim after the first day. Maybe you only need to take one of the minim after the first day. So says Tosfos, devrayim biyom sheni tiski shiital echad. Unbelievable! You pick up hadasim, and that's it, you're done! You don't need to do anything else after the first day. But Tos says, in a word, vilesa. That is incorrect. Well, there's other things we also learn from lekachtem. For instance, that every member of Klal Yisrael has to take it, and it's not just good enough to have like the Av Beis Din take it, let's say, for everybody, or the Nasi, or somebody like that take it for everybody. Everyone has to take it. Does that apply throughout the other days? Of course that applies throughout the other days. So not every din of lekachtem is limited to the first day. There are din of lekachtem that are going to apply for the other days as well. The That's why Tosos disagrees with this shita. Now, the idea that we learn that any halachas that are learned from lekachtem are only going to be nogeh in the first day is spelled out in Tosos in a couple of places in Lulav Hagazel, that the psul of a chaser esrog is learned from lekachtem, and that's why you see he was allowed to take it on the other days. The Ran in Lulav Hagazel, however, understands a little bit differently. The reason he bit out of the esrog and that was okay on the other days is not because of the of a lekachtem of lekichatama, but it's a din of hadar. The Ran understands, and hadar only applies for the first day. Hadar won't apply for the other days, but Lekicha Tama, maybe Enochinami, does apply for all of the days. So this assumption, the diuk that these Balei HaTosos wanted to make, really only works out Tosos L'Shitasam. If you assume that the problem of taking the bite out of the Lulav was a Lekicha Tama problem, but if you assume that the problem was a Chaser problem, was a Hadar problem rather, the Chaser issue was a Hadar problem, then there's nothing to talk about. Then you can't make any such diukim from here. Tosfos Masech Sukkah also adds in Masech Sukkah Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis that since Min HaTorah the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav is only on the first day of Yom Tov alone, Midah Raisa outside of the Mikdash, we only take Lulav day one. The rest of the days is only a Zecher of the Mikdash Midrabanan. Therefore, those dinim that are said in the Ikar Halakicha, in how you take the Lulav, like the fact that you need to take all four, and like the fact that every Jew needs to take it. So those, the Rabbanan, were Mesakein Ke'en Oraisa, that those halachos apply for all 7 days as well, as opposed to by esrog hachaser, or that which the dalin minim need to be yours and they can't be borrowed or they can't be shel shutfin. Those are only knowing, those kinds of halachos are only knowing on the first day of Yantif, not on the other days of Yantif. So it turns out, according to Tosfos, in the Mikdash where the mitzvahs netilas min haTorah all 7 days, the psul of chasin, the psul of lechem, should be knowing all 7 days, according to Tosfos. Meaning the whole chiluk is d'oraisa versus d'rabanan. When it's d'oraisas, we're makbid on every kutzo shel yod in every detail. When it's d'rabanans, the rabbanan made a ken d'oraisa in the basic concept of Lekicha, but not in the details. That is not accepted by all Rishonim. The Ramban in Hilchos Lulav says that even in the Mikdash, the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav, where it's 7 days, there's a din that Lechem is only possible on the first day and not on the other days. And as opposed to Hadar, which is Noeg for all Shivas Yamim, meaning this chiluk exists not only on a Derabbanan level, the chiluk and the different types of dinim exists even on a Doraisa level. Okay, let's see the Gemara weiter. Amar Rav Chanan Barava, Lo Shana Lo She'en Lo, Aval Yesh Lo Ein Ma'akvin. When do we say the Dal Minim are Ma'akiv each other? That's only if you don't have them. But if you have all four of them, then they're not Ma'akiv each other. What in the world does that mean? As long as I have Dal and Minim, I only need to take one of them? Three-way Machlokes Rishonim. The Bahag, the Rif, the Rambam all say that if you have all Dal and Minim, you don't have to take them all at the same time. You can take each one after the other, and you yotze your chiyuv that way, taking one after the other. The Netziv in Merome Sadin, Sukkot Aflamates, writes that the reason you're supposed to take them all b'netila achas is because if you take them b'zeachar zeh, you're mevatel the mitzvah of the na'nuin. But in terms of the mitzvah of lekicha, of taking dalad minim, you yotze even if you take them one right after the other. That's the chiddush of the Gemara here. The only thing is to do na'nuim, you need a bundle. You can't do the na'nuim, you can't do the waving without the bundle. So the Netziv says that's why the chalchila, we take them all at the same time. But nevertheless, you need all the dalad minim to be there, to be right in front of you. You don't need to take them all at the same time, but you need them to all be right in front of you. Why do they all need to all be right in front of you? So that's a major machlokas in the Achronim. The Bikuriyah Yaakov explains the Magen Avraham to mean that it's not midin the kiyum mitzvah of lulav that you need them to all be in front of you. It's midin the birchas mitzvah that the bracha is supposed to be chal and all the minim. So whenever you make a bracha, whatever your bracha is on should be in front of you. So that's why you need all the minim to be in front of you to be able to say the bracha. Prima Gadim, however, says no. It's because of a chashash bracha levatala that we're afraid if you don't have them all in front of you. It's not that you need the bracha to be chal on them. It's that if I only have a lulav in front of me and I don't have hadas maravos and Nesrog, who knows that I'm ever going to get Hadas Maravas and Nesrog? So I'm going to make a bracha, and then I'm not going to end up getting the other minim, and if I don't get the other minim, I wasn't Yotzei any mitzvah at all. Even if I don't have to take them all together, but I do need to take all of them in order to get the mitzvah, at least one after the other, so it's Chashash Bracha Levatala. The Bir Halacha in Tafresh Nun Aleph
says that if you don't have all the minim in front of you, it's not a lekicha tama. He's the only one that understands it as a mamash a din in the lekicha, that it's not a din in the bracha, it's a din in the lekicha. But either way, the first sheet of what this means, what this line means, that yesh lo ein ma'akvin, is that they all need to be in front of you. You do need to take them all at the not at the same time. You do need to take them all. You can take them zeh achar zeh, but when you take each one, the others need to be there. Rabbeinu Tam, however, says that no, that's not what the Gemara means. By the way, that Bahag is quoted in Tosfos over here in Dibur Maskal Lo Shanu, right? Pirush Balachos Gedolos. That's the Bahag. Rabbeinu Tam, however, says that no, that the Gemara does not say what the Gemara means is that you're not chayiv to take them all when they are bound together. Even if you take them together when they're not bound together, you still yotzei your chiyuv. Meaning, all it's saying is lulav ein tzarech eged, that the eged is not the binding of the lulav is not ma'akev, that the lulav does not require eged. But if you take them b'zeh achazeh, even according to the chachamim, you're not yotzei your chiyuv. So the Rabbeinu Tam takes a stricter stance. Says you pick up the lulav, then the adasim, then the arachos, then the esrog, even though they're all right in front of you, you're not yotzei your chiyuv. All the Gemara is saying is yesh lo ein ma'akvin. It's not ma'akev that you bind them all together. The Ritva understands, and other Rishonim as well, that even if you take all Dal and Minim 4 different hours of the day, and they weren't all in your Rishus at the time that you took it, you're still Yotzei, to the other extreme, even more extreme than the Bahag, that even if they weren't in front of you, you just took them at 4 totally separate hours of the day, you would still be Yotzei the Mitzvah. The Chakira that the Achronim have, that the Achronim raise over here, the Meir Simcha in his Chidushim on Sukkah raises as follows. According to the Rishonim that say that you're allowed to take the Dal and Minim b'zeh achar zeh, meaning that you could take first the Lulav and then take the Adasim and then the Aravos and the Esrog, so you could you also take, let's say, one Hadas then another Hadas, one Arava then another Arava? Is it okay to take one after the other within each min, or is it no, you take the Hadasim, you take the Aravos, you take the Lulav, you take the Esrog, but at least each min has to be taken Bishle Musa? So that's a discussion that the Achronim have. Fine, says the Gemara Vayter Meisvei Dal Minim Shabalulav. So you just told me that the Dal Minim Shabalulav, if Yeshlo, they're not ma'akiv each other. But wait a second, Dal Minim Shabalulav, Beis Me'anos and Peros, Ubeis Me'anos and Peros, two of them make Peros, two of them don't make Peros, Hos and Peros use the Kukin L'Sheinos, and the ones that make Peros, the Esrog and the Lulav, which make Tamarim, are Zakuk, they require the ones that don't make Peros. L'Sheinos and Peros use the Kukin Los and Peros, and vice versa. Ve'inodim Yotzei Dechavos Behen, Achu Kulan, Baguda Achas. You're not Yotzei Yechiv unless you have them all Ba'aguda achas, v'chein yisol b'artza at yukulan ba'aguda achas, and also similarly, Klal Yisrael only satisfies HaKadosh Baruch Hu when Klal Yisrael is ba'aguda achas, when we come together. Shneimar habonu b'shemayim alosa v'aguda so al eretz yasada. So, bottom line, question mark, meaning that last point was just a side point, that Klal Yisrael needs achdus. It's always good to drive that point home. But the point over here is about the Esrog, that the Dal Minim, apparently, you need them b'aguda achas. How can you say that they're not ma'akiv each other? So it says, Mar Tanayi, it's machlok Tanayim. Detanya, lulav bein agud bein sheino agud kosher. Rabbi Domer, agud kosher sheino agud pasul. That it's a machlokas, whether you need the eged, whether you need to bind the Dal Minim together. My time is Rabbi Yudah. Where does Rabbi Yudah get the idea that you need an eged? Gomer, kicha. He learns out kicha kicha from aguda seizov. Malalam baguda, afkan baguda. Just like over there, you need an aguda. Over here, also you need an aguda. Rabbanan lo gamri kicha kicha, and the Rabbanan do not derive kicha kicha from aguda seizov, and therefore the Rabbanan do not hold that you need that you need an aguda. Now, what does it mean that all dalad minim need to be baguda achas? So the Rashash says, obviously, it doesn't mean all dalad. It means 3 out of 4. The esrog obviously does not have to be in the eged. Karenoris says that when the Gemara says baguda achas, it doesn't mean literally in the eged, but it means that you should take them all at the same time with a netila achas, and that's why it says all dal and minim have to be baguda achas. All dal and minim need one netila. How you understand that line of aguda achas as being a question on the statement of Rav Chanan bar Rava depends on how you understand the statement of Rav Chanan bar Rava. Remember, we had 3 shittos. We had the Bagler from the Rama, we had Rabbeinu Tam, we had the Ritva. How you understand this stira is going to depend on how you understood the original statement. So anyway, the Aruch Lener suggests that maybe, according to Rav Lazar, the Esrog is Maybe the Rebbe Lazar's idea that the Esrog is not included in the Aguda is Lishitaso, who learns the idea of Aguda from the Vav in the Pasuk, that it says, it doesn't say Vikapas, it says Kapas Tmarim. So it says when the Torah tells us the Dalaminim, it's Prietadar, and then Kapas Tmarim, and then Ve'anaf Esavos Ve'arvenachal connects the last three, that the last three are connected, but the Esrog is left out. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, who learns the din of Eged from a Lukachtem, suggests the Aruch Lener, maybe you need to include the Esrog in the Eged as well. Maybe the Esrog also needs to be bound up with the other three minim, an unbelievable chiddush. And finally, the final possibility the Achronim raise of what it means that you need all four minim in the Eged is that you just have to hold them together, that you're not allowed to hold your Esrog out there and your Lulav and Hadassim and Aravos on the other side. And that relates, of course, to the famous dream that the Beis Yosef quotes. Beis Yosef quotes that Rav Menachem Mikanti, I think of Mirakant or something, had a dream once that he saw someone writing the Shem Hashem, Yud Kei Vav on one side and a Hey on the other side, and he said, "What are you doing?" And they were screaming, "No, this is the way we do it in our place. No, that's wrong." And he didn't know what was going on. And the next morning he went to shul, and some visiting Ashkenazi rabbi was in his shul, and the Ashkenazi rabbi was holding his lulav on one side and his esrog and his lulav adas maravos on one side and his esrog far away, and he realized, and he went over to him, he said, "What are you doing?" The guy said, "Well, this is the way we do it where I came from." He said, "Well, I had a dream last night that's dafka to address your point. Now I understand my dream, that it all has to be held together." So Beis Yosef says, even though it doesn't appear anywhere in Gemara Rishonim, that you need to hold them together, he says he thinks that the halacha based on that dream is that you need to hold them all together. So maybe some of the Achronim say, maybe that's what it means over here, that the Dal and Minim Shabalulav need to all be together. So you see that, why Dal and Minim Shabalulav? It needs to be held together. Maybe Yitaka is a Gemara. Vaitu the Gemara. Kamano Zahad Tanya. According to which Shita does the following Brisa go like? Lulav mitzvah lo'agdovim lo'agdov kosher. You have a mitzvah to be ma'agid the lulav, but if you don't do it, it's still kosher. Come on. Ik Rav Yehuda lo'agdov my kosher. You're Rabbanon my mitzvah. If you say like Rav Yehuda, then it shouldn't be kosher without the agid. If you hold like the Rabbanon, what's the mitzvah? The only Rabbanon my mitzvah, Mishum Zekeli Van Vehu. It's considered a hidur mitzvah. But not only a hidur mitzvah. The Magen Avraham quotes in Shulchan Aruch that whatever requirements Rav Yehuda has for an eged, like a kesher al gabe kesher, whatever requirements Rav Yehuda has for an eged, the Rabbanans say you need to do that for the hidur of having an eged. If you don't do the requirements of what it takes to make an eged, like a kesher al gabe kesher, not just an aniva, not just tying a bow, then that is not a fulfillment of the hidur of requiring an eged. Says the Avnei Nezer, what you see from there is, isn't a bow nicer than a kesher al gabe kesher? So if the whole kiyum is van vey, wouldn't it be better to have a bow? Says the Avnei Nezer, you see that the kiyum of hidur is not in how it looks over here. The kiyum in the hidur is how you do the mitzvah. That the shaking is done in such a way that it's more tightly held together. That's the kiyum of the hidur. Where do we find a hidur in how you do the mitzvah? On Pesach. The first Mishnah in Arve Pesachim says that you're supposed to eat the matzah b'teyavo, and that's why Arve Pesachim samuch l'mincha lo yochel ad shetechshach. You're not allowed to eat because you're supposed to eat the matzah when you're very hungry. Why is that a greater hidur? And the Rashi and Rashbam say because of hidur mitzvah. Why is that a hidur in eating the matzah? Because the way you do it, the way you eat it when you're hungry is different. It's not that the matzah is any nicer, it's not that the cheftz is any nicer, it's the way you go about eating it. Okay, fasten your seatbelts, we got to get moving here. Sheva azos shem parma akvim zuzu. How do I know the seven azos of the parma akiv chukah? Sheva azos shal bein abadim shal mizbach azov shal parochim akvim zuzu. Diyom akipurim ksiv chukah. By Yom Kippur it says chukah. The parkoin mishuch, the parma amdav shal tzibur, the sirev al zchavim kiditanya. We have a brisa that tells us about those components. Vasal par, kasher asal par, matam lomar. What does the pasuk mean that you should do to the par like you do to the par? Lichbo ba azos, chisrachs minamatanos, lo asa klum. To tell me that if you're missing any of the azos, any of the matanos, you have accomplished nothing. Tan Rabban, Sheva Hazos Shem Parah Shaso Bein Shalol Shman Bein Shalom Mechavanos. If you do the Hazos of the Parah Aduma, whether you do them Shalol Shman, whether you do them not directly where you're supposed to, I mean you're supposed to sprinkle the Hazos of the Parah toward the blood we're talking about of the para toward the Pesach HaEichel. You're standing on Harazesim. You're not even standing anywhere near the Beis HaMikdash, but you're supposed to sprinkle it toward the Pesach HaEichel. Let's say you sprinkle it in the wrong direction. So psulos, the pasul, v'shebifnim, v'shebimitzora, shelo lishman psulos, shelo mechavanos ksheros. But those hazos that you do bifnim on Yom HaKippurim, so if you do those shelo lishman, that's pasul, but if you do them shelo b'mechavanos, you do them not standing exactly exactly bein mizrach lemarav, exactly in the position you're supposed to be standing, then it's going to be kosher. So frankly, maravatani gavi para shalos from psul shalom mechuvanos ksheros. But didn't we learn by para that shalom mechuvanos is kosher? So how can you tell me by para shalom mechuvanos is pasul? Amar chisalo kasher harabi yudar rabbanon. That's a machlokes rabbi yudan the rabbanon whether by the para shalom mechuvanos is kosher or pasul. Where's the machlokes rabbi yudan the rabbanon? Well, we have a brisa that's going to end all the way at the bottom of the page, where at the end of the brisa we're going to see that Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan are arguing about how to translate the word El, and based on how they translate the word El, we're going to see that's the machlokas over here. Ditani, we have a brisa. Oh, Rosh Chodesh. I forgot. Okay. All right, we'll have to do a daf and a half tomorrow. Okay. Yeah.